Chapter 12, Feel Loved and Happy, No Matter Who Is or Isn't Sleeping Beside You. 150 of the world's love luminaries were interviewed by Marcy Shymoff for her latest best-selling book, Love for No Reason. Marcy reveals how you find love from the inside, no matter who's missing or what life throws you, in highlights of our radio conversation for a lasting love. Marcy Shymoff is a former PBS TV host, a writer who sold 14 million books as a co-author of Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul, and the author of Happy for No Reason. Now she helps you feel loved and happy for no reason. Hadley, the moment I met you during a speaking engagement, I could see that you radiated love like the sun beaming from your heart. So it's clear that you practice the love habits which you write about in Love for No Reason. Many people want more love in life, yet they don't know how to get it. Tell us why the concept of getting love is false and what we can do instead. Marcy, most of us have been trained to think of love as a stream of energy that goes between two people. We think, I'm going to get love and give love in this relationship. This limiting view of love makes us love beggars, always asking for love. What's missing is the reality that we are love. Truth is, we are the ocean of love, and we are overflowing with love. Trusting this naturally makes you a love philanthropist. You don't go looking for love in all the wrong places when you know you are love, and you've got plenty of love to give away. Hadley, you've interviewed 150 of the world's love luminaries to get their advice for your new book. Yet I sense you've made the breakthrough discovery. Tell us how you identified our love body. Marcy, I realize that all 150 love experts shared a definition of love for no reason, which is an internal state of love that doesn't depend on a person or situation or romantic partner. It's being love rather than getting love. I notice these common characteristics of living in this state of love, being grounded and fully present in each moment, being okay with feeling your feelings, allowing sadness or other feelings to flow through you, moving through life with an open heart filled with gratitude and forgiveness. Our love luminaries all said that we connect with feeling love and being love when we activate all seven energy centers, chakras. Then the energy of love flows freely in our body. I called this our love body. We strengthen it by listening to messages of intuition, which are generated from the heart. Scientists at HeartMath Institute have measured the heart's energy field, which extends 7 feet away from the body. Hadley, and our heart's intuition picks up insights even faster than our brain, according to HeartMath studies. The heart's intuition is sensed in the whisper of your inner voice, so it's wise to listen for the whisper of insight and take action on it. I'm curious how you were able to write this book about finding love and being love while you were going through difficult challenges with your husband, Sergio. Marcy, writers are told to watch what you write about because you certainly will be tested on it. As soon as I signed my contract to write Love for No Reason, my husband and I decided to divorce. It's hard to go through a divorce and keep your heart open. As I interviewed each love luminary for my book, I practiced what everyone told me, and it worked for me. As the pain of divorce came up, I felt the pain and let it go. I also recognized that my husband wasn't the source of my love, he was just the trigger. I was able to find the source of true love in myself, using the same exercises you find in Love for No Reason. Hadley, most of us need help getting through our greatest challenges with an open heart. How do we feel loved and happy despite our outer circumstances? Marcy, I'll give you 3 exercises from my book so you can choose your favorite. First, I'd like you to do this heart math exercise 3 times a day for 2 weeks so it becomes a new love habit. Place your hand over your heart. This starts the release of oxytocin, the love and bonding hormone. Imagine you are breathing in and out through your heart. Picture your breath coming in and out through the center of your heart. It doesn't matter if you see it or feel it or which sense you use to breathe through your heart. Breathe in ease and compassion and love on every inhale. Then exhale normally. Again, inhale love through your heart, repeating the process for a couple minutes. If you do this exercise once, you may feel soothed, grounded, and open-hearted. If you do this exercise a few times each day, you place your body in the love response. As soon as you place your hand on your heart, you feel love washing over you. Hadley, according to a Harvard study, the love response allows your body to adapt to challenges, reverse disease, maintain health, and improve rather than deteriorate with age. So we've all got incentive to love for no reason. Yet we also block the flow of love through criticism, limiting beliefs, judgments, or fears. What exercise breaks through these love blocks? Marcy, you can't have a great experience of love until you are loving to yourself. You use this exercise in self-love to care for yourself and open your heart to love. Three times each day, stop and ask yourself this question. What's the most loving thing I can do for myself right now? The answer might be getting a glass of water or some fresh air, or stop beating up on yourself and acknowledge your good qualities and focus on gratitude. If we don't pay attention to our own self-care, then we aren't being loving with ourselves. The way we treat the world is a mirror of how we treat ourselves. So do this exercise three times per day to create a new love habit of loving yourself. Hadley, to clarify, we're not talking about self-love that is selfish, but healthy self-love that promotes your well-being and that of everyone around you. Marcy, and if you're a parent, the best thing you can do for your children is to raise your own experience of love so you model it for them. Your emotions are contagious, and your children catch your emotions. Let them catch your love instead of fear, anger, and stress. Hadley, we want to be around people who are loving, and we want to run from people who are angry and stressed. So how do we fast track more love into our life? Marcy, the quickest way to feel more love and happiness is through forgiveness. You can't feel love if you're holding on to grudges. Hadley, unforgiveness is like swallowing poison and expecting someone else to die. The antidote is forgiveness. What technique do you recommend? Marcy, my favorite forgiveness technique is from the Kahuna Hawaiian tradition. It involves thinking of the person or act that has hurt you and feeling these four phrases in your heart. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. It doesn't matter who the offender is. You simply sit with your eyes closed for a few minutes and think of the person or incident that you need to forgive. As you feel each phrase, you enter their name or your own name if you need to forgive yourself for something you did or failed to do. Do this forgiveness exercise a few times every day for a couple weeks because the experience of love is about creating new love habits. So pick one of these three exercises and practice it three times a day for the next 2 weeks to form a new love habit. Hadley, I'd like to clarify that you are not actually addressing your wrongdoer when you say and feel these four phrases. Imagine that you are speaking to your higher power with the purpose of releasing painful experiences from your past and cleansing these traumas from your memory bank. This cleanses pain and reverses disease it may have triggered in you. This Hawaiian healing exercise also frees you to feel the infinite source of love flowing inside you. Since you attract what you are, not what you want, you attract even more love, like a love magnet, after you dispose of unforgiveness. Why do so many of us have to hit bottom before we use these love skills to bounce back from setbacks and build the life we love? Get the answers and the antidotes in the next chapter.